This is 10K Radius, in case you hadn't guessed. I'm Gary Mallon. He's Nathan Mond. The other person is Max Lasky. And our special guest all the way from Torquay, Jono Vandor. Good morning, right. Jono.
Good morning, Jono.
Big round of applause.
Jono, welcome, mate. Welcome.
Wonderful now, to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
The crowd went a bit wild.
Yeah.
All two of them.
Yasha Koya, two-hour drive. You made it in good time, Jono.
It was a two-hour drive, and I thought it was going to be a lot longer. And praise God, it wasn't. It was short and sweet, and I didn't get lost. And
didn't get wet in the weather.
Apparently it rained, but I slept most of the way. And
autopilot.
You've got an autopilot.
I was on autopilot. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you're in here because you have a little segment on Israel News Talk Radio that you do from Torquay. Now, Torquay is a very good place for a person on radio.
For someone who talks?
It's not T-O-R-K, T-A-L-K, is it? No, it's T-O-R-Q-U-A-Y. Little surf town holiday resort down in...
It's beautiful.
The west coast of Victoria. Southwest coast.
The but surf it's nice to be in the most livable city in the world. Are we still the most livable city in the world?
Yes, I don't feel it myself, but maybe the other chaps do. Do you feel livable in the livable city?
Yes, it's been voted number one, Gary.
Yes, but how do you feel about it?
I think it's fantastic. It's one of the best cities to live in the world, Melbourne.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest load of balderdash I've ever heard of.
Okay, Gary.
Codswallop, balderdash, call it what you like. I don't agree with it. Well, what does it mean? Does it mean the house prices go up again? Probably. Does it mean the tram will work better? Probably not.
No. Congested roads.
Yes.
That's what it means.
Ah, very good. Well, so we have less congested roads than other people, probably.
Well, you know what? I didn't stop. The car didn't stop from the moment that I left Torquay in the morning until I got to... What road is this?
I'm not allowed to mention it.
No, we can't. No.
It's a major highway.
Major highway in the city of Monash.
We've got to be careful.
But as soon as we got to this particular area, and then there's an intersection, there's a set of lights, and that's the first time the car stopped. I had a really good run.
Great stuff. Yeah.
Excellent.
He came over the west gate?
I don't know.
Ah.
Apparently I was on some sort of forbidden road that I wasn't allowed to be on unless I had special passes, so I guess I will hear about that later.
Maybe the shin... Hey, Gary, maybe the shin bet directed him.
Right, yeah, the shin bet, yes.
Maybe you're on one of those
entourage.
Maybe you're on one of those GPSs that puts you in roadworks all the time, or somebody else's swimming pool. Something like that. Hey, we'll chat to you a bit later on in the program. We also have an author on the program, Joanne Fedder, and she's going to talk to us. I recorded an interview with her earlier today. She's going to give us an insight into what she writes about and how she deals with growing up and the lives of children. We also have Around the Shuls with Menachem. What's up with Nathan? What's up with you, Nathan? You got plenty of IT items?
Yes, I've done a bit of research,
Now for something completely different, yes. Nathan's done some research.
Oi, Caulfield Library?
No, from the website.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Yes.
What about all the information I sent you?
Yes.
Ah, right.
Yes.
Just ignored that. Okay.
Work in progress.
Work in progress.
We've got a work in progress too. Oh, there goes my telephone. Someone's sending me a message.
Gary, while you're answering the phone,
yes.
Double mazel tov to Israel, brought home two bronze medallions from the Olympics.
Yes.
Kol hakavod.
Kol hakavod.
Well, that's good.
The politics, we won't go into it. It's absolutely shocking. Yeah. But
I feel a bit sorry for the Egyptian fellow, actually. What's it going to be like? What he's going to cop it when he gets home? That's why I feel sorry for him.
I have no sympathy for him,
well, Gary.
He's just doing what he's told. He should have shaken hands. What the hell?
Jessica Fox also mazel tov. Her mother was born in Israel, and she was. All the training that she has had is from her Emma. That's a great achievement for Jessica Fox. Kol hakavod to her. Now, talking about the Olympics, Gary, will you give me a minute or so? Got a great article
your
here.
Your time starts now.
And by the way, Gary, my name is Mendel. Menachem is not part of my name.
Menachem Mendel.
No, just Mendel.
Mendel, okay.
Thank you very much.
Mendel mit the Fendel, yeah.
Anyway, Gary and Jono...
Not Siegel on the Flegel, is it?
Jono will be interested in this, and Nathan, I'll know.
How's your Yiddish, Jono?
Oh, no. My Hebrew's hard enough, but go ahead.
Anyway, guys, this is a great story. Only one athlete has ever won seven gold medals at one Olympic. Olympics Games. Do you know who we're referring to 44 years ago?
Mr. Spitz.
American Jewish swimmer Mark Spitz, Mordechai Spitz, who puts it down to the logical culmination of 14 years of focus and 40,000 kilometres of training.
Wow.
Spitz rocketed to prominence by winning 7 gold and breaking 7 world records at the, I call it infamous, 72 Munich Olympics, because they should have been cancelled in respect to the absolute tragedy. Yeah. He smashed 35 world records in his career and did so in 72 races. Great form guide, Gary.
Microphone on. Not bad at all.
Every second time he hit the water, Gary, every second time he hit the Wasser, he broke another record. He broke 10 in the last 14 swims of his career.
Wow.
Many people are regarded, this is what he says, my performance in Munich as a miracle, unless, but it didn't. He says, matter-of-factly, as I had been the world record holder, I knew that if all I did was continue improving, it would be difficult for my competitors to beat me. Mm. I learned that if I worried about what the next guy was doing, he'd beat me. I had to focus on what I did best. A few more minutes, Gary. I won't take up long. I want to interview Jono as well.
We're going to play a bit of Yiddish music in a minute by Charles Aznavour.
In 1985, Spitz was the first non-Israeli to carry the torch into a Maccabi Games opening ceremony. Mm. Accompanying him were the daughters of the three athletes who were slain at that Munich Olympics.
Tragic. Mm.
Sport imprinted itself on my life, Spitz says, on my psyche, on the way I perceive things, the way I deal with issues, he says. Very few people can say they have done what they are capable of and more, and when the world was watching, came through like a champion. I don't say I could have or should have. Why did I stop, he says. There was no professionalism. You couldn't get paid or endorse products in those days. You're talking early 70s here. In retrospective, there is huge money now in sport. Spitz is left-handed, broad-shouldered, in good shape despite eating everything. Vegetarianism, he said, is for rabbits. That's a good statement. And swims still about 3 to 4 kilometres in an hour 5 times a week.
Wow.
He builds million-dollar homes now and dabbles in telecommunications. 6 years ago, he launched a prepaid telephone card business, Gary, which was
listed
on the New York Stock Exchange and was sold to AT&T. Who are they?
An American American company.
Anyway.
Telephone company, yeah.
Only take another second. I learned that, he says here, that if I was worried about what people said, it would lead to disappointment. So many people live their lives wondering what people think, and they become frustrated. If you have self-esteem, you can live with your shortcomings or your brilliance. I constantly strive to achieve to the best of my ability. What others think is not even on my list. I live my life to the fullest. I did it regardless. Great story, Gary.
Mm.
Mm. Oh, well, he was a fantastic athlete and a model for everyone, not just Jewish people. And how old is he now? He's 66.
66 now.
Born on February the 10th, 1950.
2 years older than me.
Yep. I'll race him around the block for a slab of beer.
Gary, we should get him on the show.
Yeah.
Let's have a go.
Fly him over.
We'll get him and Ryan Lochte and that other fella. What's his name? Phelps. Now we're going to talk to Jono Vandoor. And the two lads in here are going to give him a grilling.
That's what I need first thing in the morning.
You can take your hat off now.
And it's
we're going to talk to you about why you're involved with Israel News Talk Radio from Torquay.
So, Jono, how long have you been doing Israel on My Mind?
Well, it's been four or five months.
Right.
Israel News Talk Radio is a new radio station. Mm. Tamar Yonar heads that radio station. She does an excellent job. And it was launched, only 6 months ago or perhaps more. But it hasn't been a long time, and it has been incredibly popular ever since she launched it. No doubt the most popular English-speaking news source out of Israel. And it is a great privilege of mine to be on the program, a great privilege for both Jason, my co-host, and myself to be involved with such an important radio station. So Israel on My Mind is a is the program that my friend Jason Vincent and myself do on a weekly basis. It airs 7 p.m. on each Thursday. Israel time, that is.
So what's that in Melbourne time?
2 p.m.
Is it 2 a.m.?
2 a.m.
2 a.m. Melbourne. Yeah.
Friday morning.
It's this morning, was it?
Yes.
Very early in the morning. And on Israel News Talk Radio, israelnewstalkradio.com.
Nathan, I know you've listened to some past shows at 2 a.m. Can you remember any recent ones?
No, not really. I must have been half asleep. But you've got an affiliation with another radio announcer who's not doing a show anymore with Tamar TNT, is Tovia Singer. Yeah.
Yeah, Rabbi good Tovia old Singer.
Yeah, Rabbi, yeah, Tovia.
I love
he's a
Tovia.
Classic. Yeah.
I love Tovia, and I love listening to the Tovia Singer show, of course, on Israel News Talk Radio. There is also the TNT show, which has just recently Tamar and Tovia, which has recently come to a close.
Yes,
he's very busy in Indonesia, of all places. Oh. Rabbi Tovia Singer. His website is outreachjudaism.org, and he's a dear friend. He and I and Jason are heading an Israel tour come this November as we did last November too, and it's a very great privilege to be able to. I'm glad you brought him up. It's a very great privilege to be able to spend time with him.
So will the show be resurrected, the TNT?
Well, you'd probably have to ask Tovia that. I do know that he's exceptionally busy in Indonesia with the Jewish community there.
Right.
And not just the Jewish community, but also the Muslim community.
Right.
And he's the things that are happening in Indonesia there with Tovia are amazing.
Jono, is he having a sabbatical or is he just having a break from the show or is he resigned?
Tovia?
Yeah, Tovia.
Yeah, I like to think that he will be back.
Yeah.
It's just his workload at the moment is very demanding, and he, you know, like a true rabbi, he puts the people first that he is with, and he's very, very busy, and it's good that he prioritizes them. But as always, we like to hope that he'll come back on Israel News Talk Radio.
Does he live in Israel?
He has lived in Israel, but he's currently in Indonesia.
Indonesia.
With the Indonesian community there, yeah, that's
now,
right.
I mentioned a few weeks ago that he is a expert in Jewish or Christian beliefs, and he's got this... what is he? Outreach Judaism.
.org, yep.
Yep, and he's the founder and director of counter-missionary.org, correct? Is it Jews for Jesus or missionary movements?
So you have the missionary movements, the evangelical Christians that or Jews for Jesus, as you pointed out, that make it their mission, their number one mission, to go and convert Jews to idolatry. And he is dedicated his life for many, many years now in informing Jews of the truth of the Torah. And he has been countering their arguments and doing an excellent job. And Outreach Judaism, again, outreachjudaism.org, is an excellent place to go to get the hard facts as to what the Christian theology is, what their claim is, and what the Jewish claim is, the counterclaim, and it's important to weigh those up.
Gary, in Melbourne, is that Rabbit Taffy Aaron still doing that?
Taffy's still busting cults.
He has been for a long time. We've got a local,
he's the local cult buster. He's written a couple of books about it. He's written about
Is he a friend of yours, Gary?
He's a friend of mine. He used to be mine.
Taffy, yes.
My late nephew's counsellor.
Great. He's doing still a lot of work in the drug rehab as well.
He does. Yeah. Well, he's of the opinion, talking about safe injecting rooms and things like that. Mm. He's saying, what's safe about injecting some chemical into your bloodstream? Mm-hmm. So the word safe injecting room is a bit of a misnomer.
Yeah.
According to Taffy, he's got a fair point.
He might ring in today if he's listening.
Taffy?
Give us a call, Taffy. Here's the phone number, 9568-0909. Taffy, this is for you. Or SMS Director Gary 0478-8222-58. Now, his brother is the famous chazan at South Caulfield, Gary Yossi Aaron, who's overseas in Israel celebrating some simchas. He'll be back for Rosh Hashanah. Great guy. And he's
the man with the loudest voice in the world.
Shabbat Shalom in the AJN is an absolute ripper.
He's been doing that for... Nathan, you've got your finger in the air.
Yeah, also another question to Jono. You do a show with Rabbi Michael Skoback.
I do.
And he lives in Toronto, Canada.
He does.
Ontario, studies at Northwestern University, Director of Education and Counseling at Jews for Judaism,
yes.
And studied at Yeshiva University. How long have you known Michael for?
Michael and I have recorded, we're currently recording a series on the Psalms. We're going through it chapter by chapter. Michael Skoback, he is such a great guy. He's a wonderful, generous guy, very generous with his time, much like Tobia. And as you mentioned, he is the head of education and counseling for Jews for Judaism in Canada. That website is jewsforjudaism.ca.
Right.
And but it was a very popular program that he and I did recently called the 365 series. And that was based on the claim, the Christian claim, that there are 365 messianic prophecies of Jesus in the Tanakh. And we thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting if we actually took the time to go through each and every one of these, one by one, investigate the claim, take it back to the original context, the passage in the Tanakh, see what it's actually saying in its original language and context, and then analyze the Christian claim. And we did that for every single one of them. It took us, I think it must have been something like 38 hours of recording. Riveting recording.
Right.
Had a lot of people listening in and woke a lot of people up, and it was a great, great privilege to be able to do that with him, and it's wonderful to be able to...
What did you discover in those, in your research?
You know what? It was the common factor was that what was being called messianic prophecy really turned out to be a connection or a shadow or a type or a hint. And these connections were made via similar words or a similar phrase or a similar topic, but everything was taken out of context or given a little bit of a twist, always trickery with the text and a little bit of sleight of hand. But you really need to go through them one by... Well, no, I mean, everybody doesn't need to go through them.
We haven't got 365 days.
The list was a little bit...
Just 2 hours.
The list was a little bit extreme, and clearly the 365 was there because there's 365 days in a year, and how magical does it sound? But
it sounds like an Eric von Däniken-type book.
Well, you know what? We may turn it into a book.
Well, yeah, because, you know, Eric von Däniken says, oh, the leaf fell upside down, therefore aliens must have put it there.
That's it. That's exactly it.
Yeah. So, I know, though. That's great scientific theory. But.
Yeah.
Jono, 365 is a number that now I've thought about. That is the number of negative commandments in the Torah. We have 248 positive commandments corresponding to the number of organs in the body. Mm-hmm. But 365 is a very important
bones,
number.
That's
bone.
Yeah, but yeah.
Not
limbs, all limbs, bones. But 365 is the negative commandment. I'll talk a bit about that later in the Parsha of the Week.
Well, that's interesting.
That's a correlation.
Mm. Now, I should mention, those programs are not on Israel News Talk Radio. Those programs are on my website, which is truth2u.org.
That's it.
Yes, I found one of those.
Yeah. Truth number two, letter U, dot
very
org.
Good. .org. With Michael Skoback. Okay. With Michael, yeah.
Let's hear some... As Leon would put it, let's listen to some great music. Marianne Faithfull, is she any good? Yeah, I like Marianne Faithfull. Had a hard life.
Mm.
Used to be the girlfriend of
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. Yes. That's right. Now I'll turn this on and that'll be helpful. Marianne, thanks very much. That was Marianne Faithfull, who used to play Hide the Sausage with Mick Jagger. Now, Jono tells us... Why you laugh? Mick Jagger, who's just become a father again, hasn't he? Or is
he's about to, yeah, about 72. Svein Zibitzik.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, he'd be like Abraham shortly.
Yeah. Methuselah, Jono, father of many nations, Mick Jagger.
Jono, you're telling us off air that you're related to Mick
Somehow, Jagger. Somehow, way back on my mother's side, Mick Jagger and I'm to understand, we're related, and which is really interesting. My son... Now, I've seen photos of Mick Jagger when he was a little kid. Looks a lot like my boy, William. So it's interesting. But Mick Jagger, so the Rolling Stones, I was just saying off air that the Rolling Stones did tour Israel not so recently. It must have been over 6 months ago. And they were in Tel Aviv, they did a concert. And Mick Jagger spoke some Hebrew as well, and they put on a wonderful concert, very, very popular. And good on them for going over and playing in Israel, you know, when there's so much pressure from the BDS movement saying, don't go and play in Israel. They had no problem, and they were there, and hopefully one day they'll return.
Jono, Nathan, our guitar cover here told us that Carlos Santana performed in Tel Aviv recently.
Yes, he did.
And I know
yes.
you too did, because Shimon Peres was at the concert I mentioned that a few weeks ago. Isn't it great to see the stars of rock and roll?
Mm.
They get 100,000 people at some of those concerts.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Can you imagine the security?
Oh,
it's always huge. The security is always, yeah. you know, 100%.
Shin bet.
Yeah.
Jono, just before the break, you spoke about Truth to You with the digit 2,
yes.
.org. This is a website, and it's from your it says in quotes, out of Christianity, back to your original roots and faith. So
that's
let's
correct.
Tell the listeners in J-Air land.
J-Air
lifestyle.
What a wonderful, magical land.
Yeah.
It is magical.
The land of the Gittin Ashumas. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, your life story, where you were born, and leading all to this, because at 40, I read that you refined your faith to the Tanakh.
That's true.
After a big, 70 years prior to this, your great-grandfather converted amid great persecution during World War II
in Hungary.
Mm. And he went from Judaism to Christianity then back.
Mm.
This is a great story, guys. And in your case, please tell us about your Bachelor of Theology and the Christian schools. Let's start from scratch where you were born as a baby.
I was born in Hornsby in Sydney. And I grew up in Sydney. I was there for the first 30 plus years of my life. And as a little kid, I went to Sunday school in church, and my mother would take me every Sunday morning. My brothers and sisters as well. Dad always stayed home, and I went to Christian schools. You know, Pentecostal, charismatic, evangelical cults. And I went
didn't
to
didn't have a TV show, did you?
No TV.
What but these days it probably would. We went to I went to these schools, and I was, you know, I was a fairly zealous Christian, I would say. I went on, you know, years later to complete a degree in Christian theology. I was a street preacher, Max.
In Hornsby?
Actually, by this time I was living in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, beautiful there! Beautiful there.
Up in Blackheath.
Ooh, Blackheath.
And so I was, but you know, I would travel down to Sydney, and wherever I was, I would you know, carry a whole lot of leaflets with me,
outreach,
and stop people on the street,
like Chabadnik.
Like Chabadnik. Yeah. Now I was part of a particular organization called Way of the Master, I think, who was actually headed by a Jewish chap who is a Christian, Ray Comfort, I think his name is. And it teaches, you know, the Christian how to evangelize effectively. And, you know, it does a fairly efficient job. And I was affiliated with them. And but at the same time, Gary, there was something that happened in my serious study of the Christian Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament. And the problem was that I had discovered Shabbat. And it turned
out... Why
is
that a problem?
Well, you see, because in Christianity, the Sabbath is on a Sunday.
Zintik.
And very clearly in the Tanakh, the Shabbat is on a Saturday, and that created a problem for me at the time. And it was the thread that didn't stop running, because once you get a little bit of truth, you get a taste for it, and you think, what else have I missed? What else are they not telling me? Why is everyone in the church angry at me now if I tell them, oh, look what I've discovered? And it was a really interesting journey. And so I was evangelizing, but I had this disharmony going on inside.
Conflict.
Trying to reconcile these issues, what Christianity claimed, what Judaism claimed, And I wrote into to Way of the Master, and I tried to get answers there. This particular ministry that I was involved with couldn't get any answers, was getting more and more frustrated. And in my frustration, I got online, did a little bit of web surfing, and I put in Way of the Master, and I put in Sabbath or Jewish. I can't remember what I was looking for, but what I ended up with was an interview with Way of the Master Radio, a chap by the name of Todd Friel, who interviewed a Jewish rabbi and thought that he would try and convert him on air. Now,
that's a good trick.
It was, he was fairly confident too, Todd Friel. Now, the person that he ended up with on air, live, was Rabbi Tovia Singer. So I listened to that, and I would encourage, you can find this on YouTube. And I would encourage everyone to go onto YouTube and find this, Rabbi Tovia Singer doing this interview. And I listened to that, and I thought, you know what? Jews have pretty good apologetics. I've never heard this before. And Rabbi Tovia Singer answered all the questions with solid scriptural references. And I was so impressed with him, and I thought, wow. And you know what? I was a little bit scared as well. I thought, what does this mean? And so I kind of backed away for a while, thinking, I'm not too sure I'm ready to go any further right now. It was a little bit scary, but what made an impression on me was Rabbi Tovia Singer and the fact that that Jews have very good apologetics. Now, a few years went by, and I continued to study, and I continued to learn. That thread that had come loose with Shabbat continued to run, and my New Testament was literally falling apart, my New Testament faith. And I was recording with a friend of mine, very knowledgeable friend, a Karaite Jew by the name of Nehemiah Gordon. The recordings that I was doing with Nehemiah, that would have been a number of years ago, maybe 2010, 2011. Mm. But I was still in the Christian world, and a lot of my friends were saying to me, you know, Nehemiah is very knowledgeable. He has so much to offer. Why doesn't Nehemiah accept Jesus as his Messiah? Why don't Jews accept the Christian Messiah? And I thought to myself, and I thought, well, I don't know, but I'll ask him straight out. And I asked him straight out, and he said, you know, he said, I don't really deal in apologetics. This is not really, this is a bit beyond, you know, my scope of study. And he said this, which stuck with me. He said, however, the discussion hasn't changed that much in the last 2,000 years. It really hasn't changed. He said, I think Dr. Michael Brown, who is a Christian apologist, does a very good job of explaining the Christian position. And then he said, and I think Rabbi Tovia Singer does a very good job of explaining the Jewish position. And the light went on in my head, and I thought, there it is. There's that name again. I'm going to have to look up this guy, Rabbi Tovia Singer, and really see if I can find some answers, because I realized people were saying to me, why doesn't Nehemiah, why don't Jews accept the Christian Messiah? And then I realized, you know, really thinking about it, I thought, why do I accept the Christian Messiah? What is the Christian Messiah? And so
he hasn't done a good job so far, has he?
Who's that,
the Messiah, the Savior. Happened?
If Jesus is the Messiah?
Yes.
Well, we know there are very, very specific prophecies about the Messianic age, and it's very, very clear that we're not in it yet. Incidentally, that's why they say, well, that's why he has to come back, right? He has to come back and fulfill those prophecies. But in saying that, they are admitting, well, he hasn't really fulfilled any significant prophecies yet. So I went. Now, we already mentioned Tovia's website, outreachjudaism.org, and I went there in search for answers, and I returned to his website, and he's got a whole lot of audios. He's got a whole lot of videos as well, which are excellent, but at the time, there were a whole lot of audios which he made available for free to listen to, and I listened to those over and over again, and it wasn't very long before I realized, very well convinced, that not only do Jews have very good apologetics, but they're right. By the way, he does have a book, which I highly recommend to everybody. Let's Get Biblical. Why Doesn't Judaism Accept the Christian Messiah? Volumes 1 and 2, and they're available on his website.
Okay. From Hornsby, you came direct to Torquay. You left the clergy in Hornsby? Practice now in Torquay? Since that incident?
I was in my mid-30s in the Blue Mountains. By this stage, and I was completing my degree in theology, which is a very difficult thing to do when your faith is falling apart. But nevertheless,
you did it. You've got your honours there.
I completed it. So it's, you know, at least I can say, as far as Christianity is concerned, I know what I'm talking about. And so I did finalise that. But we got out of Sydney, and we've spent the last, I guess, 10 years in the countryside of New South Wales. We've come now to Torquay, which is a move.
Bellarine Peninsula.
Yeah. That's or, a big move. For the my wife's job, actually. That's why we're here.
All right. Gary, I think he's following in the footsteps of Ephraim Finch, because a similar turnaround. I think he was a priest as well, or member of the church in Sydney in the early days in King's Cross, I think, even.
Really?
Okay. Yes, Ephraim. And he's retired now from the Melbourne Hever Kadisha. He might phone in one day. He'd be a
I'll
great
look him up.
But we'll see if we can get Ephraim in.
So how long have you been in Torquay again? Sorry, Dan.
Oh, well, now we've been here for almost 1 year.
Oh, it's only 1 year.
So we're only new. I think this is only the fourth time I've ever been to Melbourne.
Wow. you're listening to 10K Radius with Max, Nathan, and we're talking with John O'Vander of Torquay. We'll play a little song from Sting, which I think is appropriate for the moment. Here we go. Sting. Don't know what his real name is, but quite a good entertainer.
What is his real name, Jono?
I don't remember. Mr. I don't know
Sting.
What his real name is.
We'll Google it.
We'll do a Google. Moisha Everybody Sting. Does it. Moisha Sting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Menachem Sting? Mendelssohn Sting?
Not quite.
Stingstein?
Stingstein.
That's a song called An Englishman in New York, which Sting wrote about his friend Quentin Crisp, who moved from London to New York. And that's why he was an illegal alien in New York. Now, we're back with Jono Vandor from Torquay.
Can I say something about that song?
Yes.
I'm glad you played that song, because my dear friend and co-host Jason Vincent is an Englishman in Ireland. And he records out of Ireland, and I record out of Torquay. We both get together on Skype to record Israel on My Mind for Israel News Talk Radio. So that's where he's from. And that's his wonderful accent that everybody enjoys. And so a shout out to Jason.
Yeah. Is he listening? Did you tell him?
Is he? Of course he's listening. Absolutely he's listening.
Oh, great.
Hello, Jason. Shalom, Jason.
Shalom, Jason.
You'll be listening online all the way from Ireland. Oh. Englishman in Ireland.
Send us an SMS.
Yes.
If you can. What time is it in Ireland?
Or ring in.
I have be no idea.
In the night.
It'll be very late at night.
It's 1:45 there in the morning.
Oh, you'll be awake having a scotch or something. Oh, an
blue
Irish.
Blue label.
Friday morning.
0478822258 is the SMS. Thank you, Morris, for all your good messages. Morris says that was a good choice.
Back to Jono. What do you do in your professional life now, Jono, business-wise and so forth? And your wife, what's she doing?
Well, my wife is the local librarian at Torquay. That's great. The reason why we moved to Torquay, made the sea change.
Library.
Yep. And she's loving her job. I homeschool my two wonderful boys. And I also, besides doing Israel on My Mind, on Israel News Talk Radio, as we mentioned before, Truth to You. .org, truth2u.org keeps me, all of those things keep me very busy.
Very busy. How old are your sons?
William's 11, Jonah is 13.
Right. Now, the 11-year-old, do you think a bar mitzvah is on the card of some sort? I think so.
Why not?
I'm sure there'll be a shul.
Ballarat
is a possibility.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Yeah, they're wonderful. They're great boys.
And what else? You play a bit of guitar and do a bit of singing, Jono.
I do play guitar. I've played guitar for a while, and that's just a hobby of mine. And I love music.
Have you had any passion for the Israeli current music?
Well, you know what?
On Israel
on My Mind, the Facebook page, we actually share a lot of new music that comes out of Israel. Things that catch my ears that I come across on Facebook, I certainly share there. And there's some really nice Israeli music there, yeah.
Mm. That's really great, yeah. Mm. What else can you tell our listeners about your life?
I'll tell you, while we're talking about Israel, though, and Israel on my mind, and the Facebook page, go to the Facebook page and like it and have a look at what's there. Did you know that today in Tel Aviv is Dog Day?
Wow.
Really?
It's Dog Day. Oh. They have a day for dogs. They've got a whole day dedicated to dogs in Tel Aviv. It entails a... I think there's some sort of a fair, and there's all sorts of Israeli gadgets, pet
oh,
related.
Gadgets. That's up my line.
Hinton Tog.
Hinton Tog.
Haga Kalev.
Yeah, Kalev. Yeah.
Haga Kalev. Yeah, that's right.
I went to Tel Aviv, and lots of cats around the place.
Oh, there's lots of dogs. They're all free. They come
everywhere.
Everyone gets a cat. Cats. Whether they like it or not, you get a cat. But there's a lot of dog owners in Tel Aviv.
Right.
And they walk their dogs along the beach, along there. It's beautiful. But they have their own day now.
Great. So good on you. Well, I used to have a dog, and I named it Kalev.
Did you?
You've got two in dogs, Gary.
I had two
Hazel
dogs.
Hazel and Harry.
Hazel and Harry. They live in Doncaster now.
They're
having a luxury life with my mate Sam Varghese. Thank you, Sam, for fixing my computer. Sam's a whiz on the computer. They live with him because they're not very good for flats, dogs. Well, flats are not very good for dogs.
But, it's interesting because in Tel Aviv there's so many apartments,
Yes.
And yet they make do. People want to have their dogs. They're very fond of their four-legged friends, and they do so in the apartments,
I love my dogs, but...
not that
I
much.
Wonder if they, well, I do, but...
remember that?
I had to go to work. Can't leave the dogs at home all day.
Best in Show is a great movie to get
out. Best in Show is a very funny movie.
Gary, sorry to interrupt. We must mention before we run out of time that our special guest, Jono Vandor, who will be speaking at greater length at the Ballarat Shul next Shabbos morning, the 27th of August, commencing 10:30 a.m. We've run out of time, unfortunately, Jono, to ask you.
We've got a couple of minutes.
But there you'll hear him firsthand, live in the flesh, the great personality, Jono, and his... transition to Jewish roots, I would say. And also, we'll have the privilege of hearing my gute chava, co-host, Middle East watchman, Nathan Nossenmon, recite his parsha, which is Akev next week.
That's right, and Akev is heel.
We'll talk about heels and whatever. But it is 48 years since your bar mitzvah.
1968.
Mazel tov again, Nathan. And we want all listeners of 87.8 FM and the whole Jewish community to support the Ballarat Shul and come up. You'll have a wonderful time, 10:30 a.m. Mm. And you'll have the privilege of hearing our famous speaker, I say now, because of Israel News Talk Radio, Jono Vandor. Thanks for coming in today, Jono.
Yes, thanks for coming in, Jono.
Thanks so much questions.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here, and I'm looking forward to being in Ballarat next week. It's going to be great.
Guest preacher.
You can say.
Yeah, we might not. From the pulpit. Yeah. I'm sure people will come up and support you.
I'm really looking forward to it.
And they'll be very interested in what you will be talking about.
And you'll love the herring in the Kiddush.
Yes, the herring.
Schmaltz herring.
Pickled onions.
Tahina dip. Everything you can want.
Boiled eggs. Savory.
Beautiful.
Colour.
Beautiful.
A little bit of Kiddush wine for the trip back to Whoop Whoop.
How much time have we got left, Gary?
We've got less than a minute.
Here's one.
And I'm going to cut you off if you don't.
No.
Yesterday.
Nathan, this is for you, sorry. The late, great David Ben-Gurion said, in Eretz Yisrael, in order to be a realist, you must believe in miracles. Nisim.
That's true to fact. Yep.
That's the main thing every Yid should take
with him. That's right. Nisim.
No matter if you live in Golis, or you live in the land of Israel, think of these great words of David Ben-Gurion.
That's right.
And he's had something to do with your late mother, Oliver Sholem's ancestry in Bialystok.
Yes, because I'll make it quick. My mother was related to the late Prime Minister of Israel, Menachem Begin.
Yeah. And they collaborated on a lot of things.
It's a name-dropping afternoon here.
Yes.
Jono and what's his name? Mick Jagger and Nathan and that other fellow.
Yeah.
Very good. You've been listening to 10K Radius on... What's the station? 87.8 FM. Jay Air.
Wish everybody a Gittin Shabbos.
And a Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you for your long trip and a safe journey back, Jono.
To Torquay, Jono. Yes, thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone.